This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Gibson, political reporter for the Charlottesville Daily Progress, joins us in studio every Monday afternoon at this time. And today is no different. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. In fact, it was hard to get inside. It was so nice out there.
Isn't it beautiful? And the traffic is crazy.
I was trying to decide if it's, you know, May or June or...
It feels like May, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really feels like a mid to late May kind of day.
Yeah, perfect.
And the traffic, folks should know, we haven't had word of any traffic tie-ups or accidents, but, and you know who to call if you do see one, 977-6397, but the traffic out there right now is really bad. I mean, there's just all sorts of folks out. I think a lot of folks are out shopping.
Well, today is the biggest day of the post office in terms of intake of mail.
Really?
So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think it's the last day they can, you know, get everything out this week before Christmas.
And guarantee that they'll get it where it needs to go
if you express it.
Yeah. Do you all have your tree yet?
Oh, yeah. Tree's up. We put on 4 strands of 100 lights each.
So wow.
Quite as bright as that lawn down there at Route 20 and 64.
Is that where Glenn was talking about?
Yeah, yeah. That is bright. That guy you can see not only from space, but, you know, around the corner in space.
Do y'all put tinsel on your tree? Because we did when I was a kid, but...
We aren't using tinsel
Allison
anymore.
Allison doesn't allow.
Yeah.
And my mom never really liked it because my brother and I would just cover the tree and you wouldn't be able to see any of the ornaments.
Yeah, no, it's nicer to see the ornaments. And I like the lights. I mean, the lights are what does it.
Yeah. Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress, our guest today. Let's talk about your column this weekend, published on Saturday, December 16th, under the title, Old Virginia Turning a Shade of Blue.
Well, it is, sort of. You know, I looked at a map of Virginia, and the one thing that struck me, this is a Weldon Cooper Center map that shows population growth over the last 5 years from the 2000 census to 2005. Every county east of Albemarle, all the way down I-64, all the way into Tidewater, into Hampton Roads, and every county touching that interstate, and every county north of Petersburg, all the way up to Fairfax County, had 10% or higher growth in that 5-year period.
You're kidding. Even places like Essex and those, like
if they touch,
the peninsula?
No, if they touch 64.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, New Kent, James City.
Along
York,
95, along, 64.
Yeah, along those roads. It's almost like they built those as, here guys, you know, if you want to get out of Northern Virginia, this is where you got to go. And Charlottesville, of course, is, you know, Albemarle was only 7.4% growth over that period, which is pretty solid growth.
Yeah, but still not as high as what a lot of the rest of the state is seeing.
Yeah, well, a lot of those counties are starting below Albemarle, so their growth is a little more rapid in terms of percentage.
Yeah. And what does this mean?
Well, it means a lot of
politics.
People are moving in, as in Albemarle. You know, 2/3 of Albemarle's growth over that period. Albemarle is now almost half the size of Newport News. Albemarle is almost now half the size of Richmond.
What?
That is tremendous. I mean, Albemarle's over 90,000 population. And Newport News
not including Charlottesville, just
right,
Albemarle County.
Just the county.
Wow.
And two-thirds of the growth since 2000 is in migration. You know, it's folks moving here. And they aren't moving here from Southern Virginia. They're moving here mostly from Northern Virginia and points north and west.
Right. Which means chances are they have moderate to left leaning.
Which means
politically.
That if they're Democrats or Republicans, they're probably not as conservative as the Republicans they find here. Or found here.
Right. Now, what does that mean for the Republican Party of Virginia? We were just talking with Bill Bowling, and he says in a speech that you probably saw at the Homestead.
Yeah, I was out there.
He's calling for Republicans in Virginia to get back to what, and we're hearing this nationally, let's get back to what made this party great, which I take to mean we may have seen the use, those years of God's gays, guns, and abortion, we may have used that up. And maybe that's not going to serve us that well in the future as it maybe did in the 90s.
I think if you get into a conversation with Republican Party leaders, they'll tell you that the heavy emphasis on the social conservative causes has probably hurt the party here in Virginia.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
that's
you know,
really...
but there are a lot of people who still fight for those causes in
right,
the party.
Right, right.
So they're not abandoning them. They're saying we need a new emphasis on kitchen table pocketbook issues that concern everyday you know, suburban Virginia.
Which is more along the lines of where Reagan was and where 41 Bush Sr. was.
Yeah.
They weren't as far socially conservative
as
this
Bush
is.
They did not emphasize those issues as much.
Yeah. So are we going to see perhaps conservative politics in Virginia change?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Republicans want to win just as much as Democrats want to win. Although lately, the Democrats probably wanted it a little bit more. I mean, really, they were willing to put up with Jim Webb, who didn't have a pedigree on Democratic litmus test issues, to win.
Right, right.
And Republicans haven't had that desire quite as strong in the last, you know, several elections.
So are we seeing Democrats do the same thing, where maybe perhaps the Democrat Party isn't as socially left as they once were?
The Democratic Party has abandoned some of its left issues, yeah.
So we are seeing then moderation is moving in. Are we seeing more of a center type of political future?
I don't know if you can generalize to that extent, because several of the elections we've seen, especially elections that are not huge turnout elections, are mobilize your base elections. And those mobilize your base elections tend to be the nasty ones where each side, you know, throws out red meat to its base and tries to get them angry and, you know, demonize the other side. And that's what a lot of Virginians are saying we've had too much of lately.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness. I mean, because who does that serve well in the end? I mean,
well, it serves the party that wins, supposedly, but I'm not sure. I mean, we've had stalemate in Richmond for three of the last five sessions, so.
Right. Bob Gibson is our guest, political reporter for the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Speaking of stalemate in Richmond, we've got a General Assembly that comes back here in just a few weeks. And they are already starting to do the posturing. We see the speaker send out a press release against the governor, and the governor puts out a press release against the General Assembly, the Republicans in the General Assembly.
Wants to take the blame for transportation not getting enough money. So each side is saying, I'm going to do something for transportation. No, I'm going to do something for transportation. and really, neither side is doing a whole lot for transportation.
And I thought it was interesting that the governor had said, we can't do bonds. Bonds is not a smart way for us to proceed to pay for transportation.
Well, it is and it isn't. It depends on when they're used and how they're used and what kind of projects. You know, right now, you can probably get good bang for a buck if you do some bonding. And the governor's proposed some bonding for Chesapeake Bay protection and watershed improvement. So, you know, the governor's not against bonding.
Right, right.
And the Republicans aren't saying that in the House aren't saying it's the answer to everything. They want to go into tolling as well.
Right.
We're going to see some level of bonding and some level of tolling.
We really are going to see a hybrid, a little mishmash of everything.
Yeah,
we see anything.
If you like New Jersey, you're going to love Virginia.
Because?
Tolls.
Ugh.
You ever been on the Garden State Parkway?
Yes.
You got to slow down. You got to have more quarters. Well, actually,
You speed up, you have to slow down.
Oh, exactly. Actually, these smart tags are going to be more common around Virginia, outside of Northern Virginia.
Which means more
outside of Richmond.
Which means more out of pocket money that we would spend on other things. Now we got to spend on roads, and it's not like the taxes are going to go down.
Well, you put it on your plastic if you do the smart tag. You barely notice it. It's like a Christmas present. You know.
You never have to pay that back. Wink, wink. Hey, George is on the line in Fluvanna. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. George, thanks for the call, my friend. You are on with Bob Gibson.
Okay, Bob, I was shocked and appalled, I think that's the legal term, to hear that John Warner thinks he's going to run again. I mean, he has many choices in life, but one of them is not another term in the Senate.
Well, I was shocked, not as shocked, and certainly not appalled. I think, you know, he has come accustomed to life in the Senate, and he's grown very accustomed to it, and he doesn't want to leave it. But he also wants to posture right now and not be a lame duck with 2 years of lame duck service left if he were to acknowledge that he might step out in 2 years. So he has to posture right now and say, anybody who messes with me, I'm going to mess with them in the next 8 years. You better watch it, because I'm an old guy with seniority around here, and you know, I don't think you make that decision in 2006. I think he's posturing largely, but he's certainly leaving the door wide open for another run.
Well, he isn't going to win, and he said he wanted to go out with his head held high, and this is not the way to do it.
Well, you know, you're saying he isn't going to win, and yet who's going to beat him? Because you know he wouldn't necessarily lose an open primary. Given his own party, they've tried that against him before, and that hasn't worked.
On a promise, he wouldn't run again.
promises.
Did he promise he wouldn't run again?
Yes.
I think he has said something like that. I think he can always say times have changed and circumstances have changed.
But Mark Warner can walk in and have the seat, just for the asking. And I know it, and Mark Warner knows it. It's his backup for 08. And I don't think the Republicans are in any position to play games.
Mark Warner, if you read the blogs carefully, Mark Warner is reconsidering getting back into the presidential suite.
Really? I totally missed that.
That's the latest sort of, go to Raising Cain and a few of the other liberal blogs, and you'll find discussion of Mark Warner looking again longingly at the 08 presidential sweepstakes. Yeah, I think that decision hasn't been made in final yet, but I think Mark Warner would look very fondly on an 08 nomination for either spot on the ticket, and declaring too soon for Senate in 08 would not be conducive to doing that. I think he wants to keep his options open for a national ticket spot and perhaps for governor in 09.
Okay, I can see that, but it's all posturing. It's not reality.
Well, that's a lot of politics these days.
Okay, thanks a lot.
George, thanks so much for the call. Let's take a quick break. We're talking with political reporter Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA. In the next hour, Jack Blackburn, Dean of Admissions of the University of Virginia, right here in Charlottesville, will be our guest in studio.
I think he's the great guy who let me in.
Is he really? and of course, folks should know that you graduated from the University of Virginia in
2 or 3 years ago.
make
that 72.
It's 1972 and still trying to figure out what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
So we'll talk with him in just a few minutes, and also want to give you, just a reminder, tonight there is going to, and this of course, is of my good friend Ed Murphy at the University of Virginia has sent me this, email. Tonight the, Discovery Space Shuttle, which is currently docked with the International Space Station, will make a very visible pass over central Virginia. And let's see, look low in the south to southwest beginning at 5:37 p.m. tonight for a very bright star moving north and to the moving up, which is north, and to the left, which is east. Discovery and the International Space will be at their highest 53 degrees above the southeastern horizon at 5:39 and 30 seconds. And they'll be out for about 3 or 4 minutes. You'll be able to see the space station tonight passing overhead. Again, that's at 5:37. Look outside tonight for a very bright star moving up. And look to the south-southwest, and you'll see it.
Just are there wise men following it?
They will actually, I don't know about that, but as you look at this, the space station and the space shuttle tonight moving through the sky at 5:37 in less than an hour, they're actually outside right now working on those solar panels, so they'll be doing a fourth spacewalk as you look at them pass overhead. That's tonight at 5:37 p.m. Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress joins us in studio. The Daily Progress recently had an editorial regarding the Holocaust conference in Iran, of all places. What was up with that?
You know, this is one of the more dangerous things about politics. When politicians or leaders of countries start to try to deny the truth, as Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, is trying to do with the Holocaust, he's trying to say it never happened. It's a myth. He has a lot of people who want to believe that it never happened. So he's spinning this story that the slaughter of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of others in Germany and Europe during World War II never occurred.
And what blows my mind is where did all these people go? If you don't think that they were slaughtered, then where did they go?
you know, it is so convenient. It is so convenient to try to rewrite history by denying the truth. It's something that people have to stand up to. And the Germans, to their credit, held a conference at the same time, a counter-conference, that said, look, here are the facts. This is what happened.
Right, right.
But David Duke from Louisiana.
Former congressional candidate.
Candidate,
right?
Head of the Ku Klux Klan. Was over there as a guest of the president of Iran, spinning this myth.
Oh, God.
I mean, that is really dangerous when people start to believe that history didn't happen for their own, you know, reasons.
Right, right. Well, that it's a lot of things they do that that government is doing is very frightening. And gosh, what do you do about it?
There were elections
over
there. There were just elections over there in which, you know, more moderate individuals did very well. It's not a nation of extremists. It's a nation of people that we have been very good friends with at times.
Yeah.
But our policy over there and theirs don't intersect at the moment.
And
they intersect in a bad way.
But the government is run by extremists.
It has been, yes.
Some would say our government is run by extremists.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. What's up with any current bills that you're looking at for this year's General Assembly session? I know David Toscano here in Charlottesville is talking about a minimum wage bill that he's going to be carrying. But
I wouldn't be surprised to see David in Richmond tomorrow. The Democrats in the House and Senate are holding a news conference tomorrow morning with religious leaders and other leaders to try to get some momentum behind these bills to raise the minimum wage to $7.25 an hour.
And what are the chances that that's going to go anywhere in this? It all depends on what happens in Washington.
Yeah, it could be made moot by what happens in the first 100 hours of the new Congress that convenes on January 4th, because the Democratic majority that's coming in has made this a high priority. So it depends on what happens in Congress and then whether or not President Bush signs the legislation, because more and more states are taking this up and setting higher minimum wages than the national minimum wage, which hasn't changed in a decade.
Yeah, Virginia is actually falling behind. More states are moving forward with raising it Washington.
Virginia is in a minority of states that sticks with the federal minimum wage.
Well, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Now, Monday is a week from today is Christmas Monday, so you won't be here. And then the next Monday is January 1st. So you won't be here. So we will see you in 3 weeks.
That sounds wonderful.
All righty. Well, have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, sir.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.